We're holding in Yud Gimel Menachem Av Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis Halacha Ches. We're going to Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel all the way till Halacha Vav. So we're continuing to discuss when it comes to a doctor. So a doctor is allowed to let blood out. They used to let out blood in order for healing purposes. This is not such a common thing to do anymore today. But a male doctor is allowed to do so too for a lady. Also even to take her pulse. And even if she's a married lady, and even in the private areas, like any doctor does, since the doctor is involved in his malacha and his work, so we're not concerned that anything is going to happen. When it comes to a person's wife, say if he's a doctor, one should be machmir, when there's no danger and there's another doctor that's just as good as an expert as he is, it's better to use another doctor. When it comes to someone that is, when it comes to an illness, stomach illness, so a man should not take care of a woman. And the reason for that is that we're talking about there's no danger. And therefore, and the woman is having issues, stomach issues. A man should not be the doctor that takes care of her. And however, a woman that's taking care of a man, that's permissible since the man is sick. We're less concerned with a woman causing any trouble than a man causing trouble. When it comes to someone that has medicine and his friend is sick, one is not allowed to hike up the prices. Sounds obvious, but I guess that's something that has to be said. Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel, the laws of Bikkur Cholim. So the literal translation of Bikkur Cholim already gives you a little bit of an insight into what's the main mitzvah of Bikkur Cholim. Bikkur really means to oversee. So as we'll see in a moment, what the Ikkur mitzvah of Bikkur Cholim is really broken down to two parts, is overseeing the needs of the checking out, that's literally the translation of checking out the needs of the chole. If he's poor, the Chafetz Chaim actually writes how important it is to make sure that monetarily he's taken care of. And number two is to daven for him. But let's first begin with what the Kitzur says. If a person's sick, it's a mitzvah actually discussed in the Rishon, the Doraisa, the Rabbanan. The mitzvah to go visit him. Where do we find this actually? By Avraham Avinu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited Avraham Avinu, interesting that's the, so to speak, the prime source. And when it comes to someone that's close, so the close people come right away. Other people don't come right away for 3 days. Unless it's something that sickness that overtakes a person right away. I mean, because really until 3 days, it's not so clear. Is it going to be something that's going to just go away easily? Or it's something that's much more serious. When it comes to the mitzvah of Bikkur Cholim, even someone that's chashuv will go and visit someone that's young, a minor. And even though sometimes when it comes to Shabbos Aveda, we find that that's, if it's disrespectful for him and not honorable, he's not obligated. Here it's different. And this mitzvah applies even 100 times a day. The more a person does, the more it's meshubach, the more praiseworthy. As long as, of course, the person that's sick is not finding it, instead of it being beneficial, he's finding it bothersome, then of course one should not go and visit. Comes to a sign of someone that hates another person, should not visit the person that's sick because it looks like he's being happy for his sake. And same thing as you shouldn't be Menachem Avel. And because all this is because one should not think that this person that's a hater is happy for this person suffering, whether it's because he's sick or whether because he just lost a relative. However, if the person already died, then he's just coming to escort to be Melava, that's permitted. Because that, at the end of the day, is. There's no reason why a person is suspicious anymore that he's happy for the demise of this person. It's only when a person is suffering. Here, the person's not in this world anymore. When a person is sick, always was perplexed with this Gemara. It's quoted the halacha, and you'll see the Kitzur makes it very simple. Someone is sick and he's lying on the ground. That's when the visitor should not sit in a chair. Because since when a person is sick, the Shekhinah is above him. Whole discussion in the Meir and Rishon what that means exactly, but there's more of a presence of Hashem, and therefore, as the pasuk says, Hashem Yisadenu Leiros Dav, Hashem supports the person that's sick by his bed. So therefore, he can't sit in a chair. But if the sick person's on the bed, which is usually the case today, and that's the reason why people don't really pay note to this halacha, you could sit on a chair. The Ikkar Mitzvah, as we pointed out in the introduction, is to be me'ayin, to examine what are the needs of the person that is sick, and this is the key point. And also, he should make sure that he's noticing that he needs help and healing. And if you have to ask Mevakash Rachman, the best way to daven is to say that he should have Refuah Shlema Toch Shaar Chol Yisrael. That's the most powerful tefillah. Important to know, by the way, when a person goes to a doctor or takes medicine, some aside point, that the Mordechai Leo points out, you're supposed to say Yerotzim Fanech Hashem Elokai, Elokai Avasai Sheh Esek Zilil Fuar Ki Roifech Inamata, Baruch Ata Hashem Roifech Hayim. The Hashem, you don't say Hashem's name. So you could probably be Meharel and not say with Shema Machos. But that's the Nusach. It's important to know that. Anytime you're taking medicine, etc. When it comes to someone that came and visited, but did not daven for the person, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. Interesting, Moshe points out, Moshe has a very interesting tshuva about the phone call. If you can't go visit, it's still worthwhile making a phone call, albeit that it's not the fulfillment, the full fulfillment of the mitzvah. Also, it's important, therefore, based on the fact that you're supposed to awaken yourself to daven for the person and to feel the pain, not to visit for 3 hours of the day, because then usually the person that's sick, it's much easier for him. Not late at night, the last 3 hours of the night, because at that point it's really bad and the person will just be in despair and give up. Nevertheless, if a person is not going to be able to visit in the other time he can visit these hours, of course he should go visit. When a person is asking for compassion on behalf of the person that's sick, if it's in front of the person that's sick, he can ask in any language because he's speaking directly to the Shekhinah. It's very interesting. But when it comes to, let's say, he's outside of the room and he's going to have to now come on to angels that are going to bring up the tefillah, so he specifically should use Lashon HaKodesh, not other languages. And he should say, like I said, Amokim Rachim Alecha Basot Kol Chol Yisrael. Shabbos, you say, Shabbos Yimeliza Gufol Kol V'Lavo, which Amar Shos is so beautiful, that Shabbos Yimeliza Gufol Kol V'Lavo V'Rachim Merubi Meshita B'Shalom means that you don't need to cry in Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos itself is a healing. Those that are visiting the person that's ill should speak to him. Behaskel V'Das V'Yom Do Mechaim V'Lavo, I mean, say things that are going to give him life and hope. And so, for example, starting to say, you know, did you take care of this? You take care of that? And what's going to be? You know, we don't know what's going to be with you. Any things that are going to cause him to be scared of death, etc., could be very disheartening. But nevertheless, the kitzur basically says like this. You should tell him things that he has to take care of. Important things, like if he lent someone or he deposited something by someone. And you should encourage him and strengthen him that he shouldn't be scared of death. That's the point. To give him chizuk. So it should be things, you know, sometimes they have videos of what not to say. Think of things that are going to be positive and reinforcing and hope, filled with hope. And also things that are important to take care of. But, and if you have nothing to say, or you're not sure if you should say something, usually shtika is much better. Silence is definitely more a tremendous commodity when a person's not sure what to say. Don't say things if you don't know it, if you didn't think it through. Have a beautiful day.